But our attention turns first to the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. More violence last night, 30 arrests. Attorney General Eric Holder is getting personally involved in the investigation into the death of Michael Brown. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on U.S. authorities to protect and uphold the rights of protesters, as did the government of Egypt today, urging the U.S. to use restraint in dealing with the unrest, echoing language the U.S. government used to warn Cairo during its own political violence more than a year ago. But before we speak to a parent and a school official about the challenges in Ferguson once the schools open, we want to take you right to the street level last night, courtesy of the BBC, who recorded this. Here is a frustrated woman pleading with State Trooper Captain Ron Johnson.
When they started throwing tear gas, I started running. I stayed right there on that rental own lot right there. And I blocked myself in by a truck. And I was proud of like this by myself, me and a camera guy. And they continued to throw tear gas around me to where I could not leave. And then when I got up and started running, they was throwing rubber bullets at me, shooting them at me while I was running. They kept going. You could go right over there to the rental owner. I went by today, and all the bullets is in the wall. And I'm a peaceful protester. I've been out here giving out water, chips, and candy, and cookies, and ask people to stay within the lines. Do not disrespect the officers. But when they touch me, that's a problem, because it is people out here that give a care. We care. We stay here. I just moved here 3 months ago from L.A. I ain't lived in St. Louis in 8 years. But that's wrong. It needs to be some control. I want to be a police officer. I went out for LAPD. I wanted to do this. I came home to do it. But to see them do us like that is not right.
An amazing moment, conveying powerlessness, fear, anger, and also showing that people still trust Captain Johnson to make things right. Here's part of Captain Johnson's attempt to reassure the woman and alert her that outside elements, in his view, are infiltrating the peaceful protesters.
You're talking about you're crying now? I stood there and cried. And then behind the building, guys are coming back there shooting guns. Guys are over here shooting at police officers. I cry. And I tell you, it isn't right, because you are out here. But that element is blending in, and the bigger we let the crowd get, it's easier for them to blend in. Did you see all the bricks that were in the center of the road? You know what? Because, when you were walking, you didn't see that. But, you know, as you walk, somebody behind you is putting a brick here, putting a brick there. And that's why we've got to make our community better. And right now, they're taking our right to do that.
Very visual moment from last night in Ferguson, Missouri. Captain Ron Johnson speaking to a citizen on the streets, recorded by the BBC. We turn now to the challenges for teachers and parents who have been dealing with the fact that schools are closed this week. And when they reopen, students, parents, and teachers will have a lot to talk about and maybe even more questions. Dr. Scott Spurgeon is superintendent of the Riverview Gardens School District. Riverview includes the location where Michael Brown was shot. And parent Melissa Fitzgerald has three kids in a nearby school district. Fitzgerald organized the Parents for Peace Facebook page to welcome students on their first day back. Superintendent Spurgeon and Melissa Fitzgerald, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Spurgeon, what do you think students are going to be bringing into the classroom, and what do teachers have to be prepared for when the classes finally are in session?
Well, as of right now, we know we actually had class last week, all 5 days, and we actually began those conversations last week with students and with families. So we believe that they're going to be bringing in with them a sense of hurt and a sense of needing some conversation around what they're seeing on TV on a regular basis daily as things continue to escalate in the Ferguson area.
Is this an opportunity to speak about authority and civic awareness and civic involvement and the role of law enforcement in civic life, or is it much more a question of healing and dealing with hurt?
It's actually both of those very issues and topics that you it just mentioned, but a part of our character education program, we do deal with the fact of citizenship and how we make good decisions, but it's also helping our community begin the process of healing and moving to a place in which we can continue life in as much in normalcy as possible.
Melissa Fitzgerald, I'm a parent, and my little children, you know, often get really wide-eyed and amazed when they see law enforcement officers with weapons. I suspect that may have turned a little sour in your community as things have gotten much more violent.
Well, and certainly I'm not quite as close to ground zero, so I'm able to protect my own children from a lot of that. But certainly what I'm seeing from the members on my Facebook group is that, you know, these are conversations that maybe they didn't have to have with their children before. And, you know, you want your children to respect authority and you want them to feel at peace in their community. And when things like this are happening, It's a challenge to reassure children who don't understand what's going on that they are safe and that the adults around them will protect them.
Do your children feel safe?
I think my children are confused. Because we aren't as close to the real significant action that's happening, and I certainly have protected them from seeing that on the news, even as difficult as it's been, because that's all that's on television right now. But I have to tell them why we're not going to school. We were supposed to return to school last Thursday, and we found out last night that we're not returning for the rest of the week. And so I had to explain to them in simple terms. I was able to explain a little bit more to my 10-year-old kind of broader situation. So I just think they're confused and they're nervous, and they are sorry for what some of the children in the areas that are closer are dealing with.
Melissa Fitzgerald, who is it that your kids point to as having the most credibility in this crisis? President Obama, law enforcement official, the governor, Jay Nixon?
Well, for better or for worse, I would say me. I'm their filter for all of this. And so I haven't allowed them to watch the speeches on television, or because I don't want them to really realize the magnitude of it. It's one thing when you're watching something like that and the president talk about something like that when it's not in your neighborhood, when it's not in your community, when it's not a stone's throw from where you live. And so I don't want them to know all of the powers that are at play here. I just want them to know what I can filter to them that's age appropriate, that will make them feel safe, and quite honestly, that will make them not form opinions one way or another about what's happening, because they don't have that yet. And I really want to protect them from that.
Dr. Spurgeon, who has played the greatest leadership role from the perspective of your students and faculty?
Well, I'm very glad that you asked that question. We were asked to have a conversation with the Missouri Attorney General, Chris Costner, and we also were given the opportunity to visit with Captain Ron Johnson. We met with both of them last Thursday, and that we had about 20 students that came in on Thursday morning prior to the change in strategy for the peaceful protest, and our students felt very proud of the fact that they were able to give each individual some real on-the-ground information about what needed to be done to make some changes to turn the situation around in Ferguson. And we believe that the Attorney General and Captain Johnson have done a great job. My number one person would be Highway Patrolman Ron Johnson, who's on the front lines every day working to develop relationships and keep things at a peaceful state.
Yeah, he's been a pretty amazing character who stepped up here, that's for sure. Dr. Spurgeon, how do you respond to a 10th grader or a 11th grader saying to you, look, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm a young black male. I'm scared. I don't think I'm safe in this community.
Then we need to talk about what reasons that then our 11th grade student is feeling that way. And it's our job as administrators to do whatever we can to ensure that we alleviate or at least keep that to a minimum.
Melissa Fitzgerald, how do you think this will be remembered by your kids 5, 10 years from now?
Wow. I think for my 10-year-old, it will be something that he will obviously remember more clearly than the younger two. And I think that what I hope is that what he will remember about this was a turning point for our community, that this was the point where we said, we're going to have tough conversations. There are going to be things that we decide we need to do differently individually, that we decide we need to do differently collectively, and that he is going to be proud of the progress that we've made in our community. That is my hope.
A better racial conversation, Melissa Fitzgerald?
I would say a better racial conversation, a better socioeconomic conversation. We live in a diverse community, and my kids go to school with kids that don't look like them. And that's what we value about our community. That's why we stay. And I want them to understand that with that diversity comes people having different experiences. And we need to recognize that our experiences are different than maybe my neighbor's experiences. And I want them to be part of that conversation of saying, once we recognize that, once we recognize that some of that is not good, that's when we can start changing it. And I hope that in 10 years, there will be enough change that we won't be having the same conversations that we're having today.
Finally, Dr. Spurgeon, it's a sort of bit of educational jargon, but I'm sure people are going to ask you this question. What's the teachable moment, the big idea here?
The teachable moment for us as a school district, not only is the care and the concern and the safety of our children, but to continually evaluate how we respond as a system to the needs of our communities. And it's really about what can we do collectively together? What is our part in ensuring, as what Melissa said earlier, that 5-10 years from now, we're not having these same conversations.
Dr. Scott Spurgeon is superintendent of the Riverview Gardens School District, which includes the location where Michael Brown was shot in Ferguson, Missouri. And Melissa Fitzgerald is a local parent and organizer of Parents for Peace Facebook page. Melissa and Dr. Spurgeon, thanks so much.
Thank you
for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.